Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has signed a new two-year budget to secure federal Medicaid funding. The budget passed both legislative chambers in an unprecedented single day on Wednesday to early Thursday morning, driven by urgency to access $1.5 billion in federal funds for rural hospitals. The $111 billion plan includes income tax cuts, increased special education funding, and subsidies for child care. It also raises hospital assessment rates to the federal maximum. While hailed as a bipartisan compromise, Democrats criticized the budget, saying it does not sufficiently fund schools, child care, or a Medicaid expansion. Evers called the deal the best achievable under current circumstances. Attorney General Josh Call says the Wisconsin Supreme Court's ruling on the state's abortion law leaves room for action by the state legislature. The court ruled Wednesday on a suit originally brought by Call and Governor Tony Evers regarding Wisconsin's 1849 law, which criminalized most abortions. Justices ruled that the 1849 law has been superseded by several other state laws and by a previous ruling from the court that the law only applied to assault, which resulted in death of an unborn child, not elective abortions. The ruling makes way for a return to the state's previous status, allowing regulated abortions. Conservative Justice Annette Ziegler wrote in the dissent that the court's four liberal justices are compromised on the issue of abortion, calling their analysis flawed. In the majority opinion, Justice Annette Ziegler, Jill Karofsky, said state lawmakers are free to pass legislation modifying the court's ruling. Speaking at a Wednesday press conference, Call said, quote, "We can do better through state legislation and establishing protections for continuing access to safe and legal abortion and ensuring that our laws are updated." Governor Tony Evers has signed two bipartisan bills to boost nuclear power in Wisconsin. One bill signed Wednesday allocates $2 million for a study to identify the best site for a nuclear fusion power plant. The other establishes a board to advance nuclear and fusion technology and plans a summit in 2028. Evers said that nuclear power could help combat climate change and reduce carbon emissions. The bills focus on nuclear fusion rather than fission, the nuclear reaction that powers current nuclear reactors and produces radioactive waste. The City of Viroqua, in partnership with the Viroqua Chamber, has opened the second application window for the Tourism Event Grant. This grant is designed to support local nonprofits and volunteer-led groups in hosting events that bring people to Viroqua and encourage them to stay overnight. The goal is to help make it easier to market events that draw visitors from beyond the region, especially during the quieter months of fall and winter. Whether you're planning something brand new or building on a favorite tradition, this grant can support your work. Applications are open now through August 31st, with $3,000 total in available funding for events taking place between October 2025 and March 2026. To be eligible, events must be organized by a nonprofit or volunteer-run group, take place in or around Viroqua, attract paid overnight visitors, and use the grant for marketing aimed at an audience outside a 50-mile radius. Funding can be used only for things like social media ads, regional publications, PR, or building an event website. To apply, go online to viroquachamber.com/events/grant-applications. Applications are due by 5 p.m. on August 31st. Awards will be announced in September, with funding distributed in October. For questions related to grant applications, contact the Viroqua Chamber at infodesk@viroquachamber.com or call 608-637-2577. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds the public to boat responsibly during the 4th of July weekend by staying sober and always wearing a life jacket. Operator inexperience, inattention, recklessness, and speeding are the four leading causes of watercraft crashes, with the leading cause of death being drowning. Drowning can happen to experienced swimmers. Most people who drown in boating-related incidents know how to swim, but become incapacitated in the water, such as being injured, unconscious, exhausted, or weighed down by clothing. So far in 2025, there have been 5 boating fatalities in Wisconsin, and 2 victims were confirmed not wearing life jackets. In 2024, there were 14 boating fatalities, 10 of which involved a victim not wearing a life jacket. New life jackets are much more comfortable, lightweight, and stylish than the bulky orange style most boaters know. Innovative options such as inflatable life jackets allow mobility and flexibility for activities like boating, fishing, or paddling, and are much cooler in warmer weather. Follow these safety tips and enjoy Wisconsin's lakes and rivers with family and friends. Sign up now to take an online boater education course. Always wear a properly fitted and fastened life jacket when on or near the water. A life jacket will keep you on top of the water if you walk off an unexpected drop-off, a wave or current overpower you may, or if you fall out of a boat. Enjoy the water sober and know the limits. Alcohol blurs a person's judgment, reaction time, and abilities. Keep an eye on the weather and tell someone where you are going. And be ready for the unexpected and always wear your life jacket. Learn more about water sports safety on the DNR's Boat Safety webpage. Sharing the road with commercial motor vehicles requires special consideration. Large trucks and buses have larger blind spots, limited maneuverability, and require more time to stop, making driver awareness and patience critical for a safe transportation system. The Wisconsin State Patrol's July Law of the Month reminds CMV operators and all other drivers that safety is a shared responsibility on our highways. Simple actions can help drivers stay safe near large trucks and buses. Avoid lingering in blind spots. Large trucks and buses have large blind spots around all 4 sides. Remember, if you cannot see a truck driver in their side mirror, they cannot see you. Use caution when passing. State law prohibits drivers from returning to a traffic lane until safely clear of the overtaken vehicle. Give plenty of space. State law prohibits drivers from following another vehicle more closely than is reasonable. Following too closely decreases a driver's reaction time. Motorists should be aware that a fully loaded truck can weigh up to 80,000 pounds and requires almost 2 football fields to stop when traveling at highway speeds. Use and watch for turn signals. CMVs require extra room to turn. Large trucks turning right may need to move left to create enough turning space. Drivers should stay back and avoid passing on the right to prevent being squeezed. Large vehicles also require extra space in roundabouts. All motorists approaching a roundabout must yield to traffic already within a roundabout. When approaching a roundabout alongside or closely adjacent to a vehicle 40 feet or longer, including buses and CMVs, state law requires drivers of smaller vehicles to yield or slow down, allowing larger vehicles first entrance and space through the roundabout. Madison police arrested a woman who allegedly attacked a person using an electric weapon. 18-year-old Jayla Stubbs is accused of pulling out that weapon early Sunday morning during a confrontation with the victim. Police got a report of the fight just before 2 a.m., and when officers arrived, the male victim said Stubbs pulled the weapon and sparked it several times before attacking him. Stubbs pleaded not guilty Tuesday to charges of possession of an electric weapon, battery, and disorderly conduct. The bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa in southwestern Wisconsin will stay open through the summer. The Iowa Department of Transportation said the existing bridge, which was built in 1931, will stay open for now, but future closures are planned once the summer ends. The Blackhawk Bridge, which spans the Mississippi River from Lansing, Iowa, to near DeSoto, Wisconsin, was closed from May 17th to June 9th this year and for nearly 2 months last year for emergency repairs. A replacement bridge is being built and is set to open in 2027. The Lone Rock 4th of July celebration will be held tonight and tomorrow at Fireman's Park. This evening at 5, the concession stands open and Doc's DJ will be playing music until around 10:30. There will also be an old-timers baseball game starting at 8. Tomorrow morning, there will be a marketplace featuring local vendors from 7 until 4. Angela Larson is the chairperson of the Lone Rock celebration.
Currently, we have Gina's Creations, we'll have Party Light, Candles and Accessory, King's Honey, North Earth Crystal and Gifts, Forever Wood Turning, Emma's Veggies and Baked Goods, and then Kelly Quinn has some paparazzi and some other Color Street, Red Aspen Nail, Tupperware type of things, and then Inspired Nutrition, and I believe there will probably be a couple more.
The 5K Water Walk Run will be held at 8. After the walk run, the parade will step off at 11. Following the parade, barbecued chicken will be served in 2 locations.
Down at the fire department, the EMS is cooking the chicken this year. And then we also have the First Lutheran Church making their chicken, and that will be down at Fireman's Park. That's always good. Churches take turns each year who's doing it, so they get the benefit from that. And the EMS always does a fantastic job, and the fire department, they always help out and want to do that.
At 1, a sand wrestling tournament hosted by Top Dogs Wrestling will be held at the Fireman's Park Volleyball Court. Doc's DJ will start playing music at 5, and fireworks will be shot off starting at dusk. There also will be Tenango, a petting zoo, a raffle drawing, bouncy houses, and more at the Lone Rock 4th of July celebration tonight and tomorrow at Fireman's Park. The Boscobel Firemen's 2025 July 4th celebration tonight and tomorrow at Cronsage Park in Boscobel will be held. Tonight, Greg Webster, Shalani, and Joe will be performing from 5 until 8, and the Corey Farley Band will be on stage from 8:30 until 11. More information can be found on the Boscobel Firemen's July 4th celebration Facebook page.